We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles head coach Chip Kelly, our exclusive one-on-one here. Eagles getting ready for the St. Louis Rams. And let's begin with your training session today, Coach. Lane Johnson out on the field today. Early impressions, how do you look?
He obviously worked when he was away. He was down at a workout facility in Dallas and worked out every day down there. You know, it's the one thing you know about Lane is that he's got a great work ethic. And so we weren't concerned with him coming back out of shape or and whatnot. It was just, where is he from a retention standpoint? There's going to be some rust there. Work him through in the meetings and how much came back to him, you know. But he for day one, he looked good.
What do you do with him the rest of the week? Do you force feed him stuff? Does he just work into the rotation?
Yeah, well, we only have 10 linemen. I mean, I don't know if anybody knows when you're in. We have, I think, 8 on the active roster and then 2 practice squad players. So we're only 2 deep. So we have, and we practice 2 groups during the week. So he'll get his reps and, you know, we'll make a determination at the end of the week. But we need help, obviously, because we're hurt and we're banged up a little bit up front with some guys being out. Obviously, Mathis is out, Barbary is out, Kelsey's out. So we really need to just see if he can contribute for us this week.
His biggest challenge in the big picture here is the mental part of it?
Both. You know, he hasn't been playing football for 4 weeks. He's been training very hard. So just that transition, the best way to get in shape for football is to play football. And he wasn't, you know, obviously he hasn't taken any hits. He wasn't, you know, doing the physical part of the game. But it's just a matter of just getting him acclimated. I think he'll be fine just because of knowing Lane.
You've used a lot of reserves as starters. In the big picture, how will those players benefit from being in those roles?
I think they benefit just because when you get down the road, the guys are going to – they keep getting valuable experience of every time they're in there. And, you know, you can see them growing from week to week and saying, hey, he's gotten better. Obviously, there's a first time for everybody. You know, there was a first time for Jordan Matthews when he was a rookie. Didn't play great in his first game, but really started to come on. Had a big game against Colts, an even bigger game.
Against Washington.
So, you know, you just see that growth pattern. And it's the same growth pattern that you see in anybody. They're all a byproduct of their experience. And the more experience they can get, the better they're going to be in the long run.
3-1 record, first place in the NFC East through 4 games, first quarter of the season. What are some of the takeaways you have?
Yeah, I like the way this team fights. You know, they've been in every football game that we played. Obviously, we've been down in the first couple and fought our way back. I think we're getting contributions from a lot of different people, you know, to score 21 points not on offense last week just tells you how good our special teams is playing right now. Malcolm Jenkins has come up really big for us 3 straight weeks in a row with critical interceptions for us, you know, in the Colts game and the Redskins game, get key point in times during the fourth quarter, and then an interception return for a touchdown against the 49ers. So, you know, we're moving in the right direction. We need to clean things up offensively, obviously, but I'm really happy in the direction our special teams and defense is headed.
Good segue into special teams. 3 touchdowns in 4 games, great coverage on kicks. I mean, they are playing very well. How would you describe the mentality? They seem like they want to just go out and not only win each play, but dominate every play.
They do. You know, we talk about 3 things. Are they ready? Are they focused? And they're prepared to make a play. And those guys take a lot of pride in it. I think we've added a few new faces over there with the Chris Maragosas coming in, but then some stalwarts like Chris Polk, who's been a real good special teams player for us, has stood out. You know, you add a dynamic returner in Darren Sproles, and obviously instantly your punt return team gets better. But then I think one of the underrated fact is that we have some key starters. You know, Malcolm Jenkins had a huge block on Darren Sproles' return. He's on our punt return team. And you look at some of our starting corners are on our kickoff cover team and have made kickoff tackles. So I think our guys take a lot of pride in their ability to contribute on special teams and know how much of a difference it is in a football game.
Is Coach Phipp, is it a sales pitch to starters to play special teams? Are they very willing to go out and do everything it takes to win?
I believe they are, and I think it just overall the attitude of this football team is what do we got to do to win? And I don't think they look at and say, well, it's just special teams, let's not worry about it, is that if it's going to give us an advantage, and obviously in the Redskins game we have a kickoff return for a touchdown, in the 49ers game we have a block punt for a touchdown, we have a punt return for a touchdown. Those are difference-making plays in football games. So whether it happens on teams or happens on offense or happens on defense, it's all football. And we got a bunch of guys that love playing, and they enjoy being on teams, they enjoy being on offense, they enjoy being on defense, they just want to be out the field.
Chip, it's the St. Louis Rams on Sunday, 1-2 football team. They come off their bye week. What kind of team are they?
They're a good football team. You know, obviously defensively, they can They've got some very, very talented players. You know, Chris Long is out right now, who's a dynamic defensive end, but they have Robert Quinn, who's one of the top defensive ends, and I think was second in the league in sacks last year. They added Aaron Donald from the University of Pittsburgh. There's another guy up front that you really got to worry about, along with Brockers, who was a high draft pick. Laronitis at linebacker is one of the top linebackers in the league. Janoris Jenkins is one of the top corners in the league. So, and they present a lot of problems in terms of the different blitz packages that Greg Williams uses and brings. Offensively, they've got some really scary playmakers. Tavon Austin is a guy that's a dynamic player, whether it's on special teams or getting the ball in many different facets. They're very multiple in what they do. They lost Sam Bradford for the year early, but they seem like, you know, they haven't missed much offensively. They're scoring points, and, you know, it's a good, solid football team that we've got to be prepared for. And that's what you get in this league. Every week, there's not a week where you're like, oh, we're playing such and such, so this is going to be an easy week. You know, every week is a challenge, and it's a team that prepares the best on a weekly basis that's going to win.
The matchup that jumped out when I was looking at St. Louis is Robert Quinn, if he stays on that side, against Jason Peters. How do you look at that matchup?
Two great players, you know, two all-pro players at their positions, and out as good a defensive end as there is in a 4-3 scheme in this league. And then, obviously, we feel one of the best offensive tackles in the game, you know, in Jason. So it'll be a really good matchup. And then he has the ability to move around. He hasn't moved around much, but, you know, if they want to do that. Before, it used to be Chris Long and him. So, you know, you was kind of pick your poison, two outstanding defensive ends. Now with Chris out for, I think he's on the injured reserve designated to return. You know, Quinn is the guy, you know, and do they try to move him around and get him matched up? It'll be interesting. But I think also having Lane back will potentially help us on the right side.
Does Jason generally stay by himself from week to week, and that blocking assignment is?
No. I mean, it just depends on what we're calling. Sometimes we slide protection to him. Sometimes we slide him away. A lot of it has to do with which side are we trying to get the back up. But we vary our protections. I don't think anybody in this league runs the same protection because there's always ways to attack it. So you need to be in some five-man, some six-man, some seven-man. You need to get in and out of different ones. Not trying to help Jason, but just so defensive coordinators are too good in this league. If there's always one protection where they always know that one guy's going to be single, they can do a lot of different things to that protection.
Jeff Fisher, longtime head coach, coaching the NFL, done a lot of great things in the league. Your view of Jeff and what he does?
Been around for a long time, you know, started with the Houston Oilers, you know, back when the Oilers were in Houston and not the Texans, so. Was a really good player and played on Buddy Ryan's 46 defenses back in the day for the Bears, and has been a head coach in this league for a long, long time. Brings a wealth of experience. Defensive coach, got a big defensive mentality. His teams reflect his personality. Tough, hard-nosed football team. So you expect a big challenge on Sunday.
He was the defensive coordinator here. Eagles fans remember him under Buddy Ryan here. That 46 defense, is it still around in any sort of?
Yeah, they run versions of it. You know, they'll get to some bear looks and, you know, cover down both the guards and the center, and kind of they have that sprinkled in through their package, so that there's always still, I think he's rooted in that, and I think, you know, Greg Williams is also, so you'll see some versions of that on Sunday.
Four games in, are you noticing any trends as you study defenses in the league?
No. I mean, it varies. You know, you played some 3-4 spacing teams when you played the Colts and the 49ers, and you got some four downs in the Redskins a little bit. Now we're getting back to a four-down spacing team, much like Jacksonville. So, you know, team one and team five are four-down teams, and then the two, three, and four were three-down spacing teams. And each defense has their own little quirks that are slightly different than another team. Some teams are three-down, but they're single-gap defenses, and, you know, with over and unders. Other teams are true two-gap teams. So, but there's not a trend where everybody's doing one thing or everybody's doing another thing.
Coach, thanks so much. Good luck on Sunday. We thank Chip Kelly for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.